Welcome to Twist for the week of April 1st. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today we're covering a recently enacted bill that makes changes to Idaho's unclaimed property law, corporate income tax rate changes pending in multiple states, and a sales tax case from the Arkansas Supreme Court. On March 11th of this year, Governor Brad Little of Idaho signed House Bill 471 into law. This bill repeals the existing unclaimed property statute and replaces it with a customized version of the 2016 Revised Unclaimed Property Act. The new Idaho law takes effect July 1, 2024, and makes many changes to the current law, including, but not limited to, adding provisions extending the law's coverage to virtual currency and providing that the death of an owner triggers the running of dormancy periods. Over the last couple of years, states have been in an unprecedented period of revenue growth coming out of the pandemic. This has resulted in a number of recent corporate and individual income tax rate reductions. Some of this has continued into 2024, despite revenue growth slowing down. The most recent enactment is Idaho House Bill 521, which was signed into law on March 29th. This bill reduces the corporate income tax rate from 5.8% to 5.695%, effective January 1, 2024. Finally, the Arkansas Supreme Court recently concluded that two vehicle dealers owed sales tax on vehicles that were temporarily used by employees and relatives of the owner and general manager before ultimately being sold to customers. The issue before the court on appeal was whether the use by these individuals constituted withdrawals from stock, which necessitated the payment of Arkansas sales tax. The court rejected the dealer's argument that no sale had occurred that would cause sales tax to apply, finding that the plain language of the statute required sales tax to be paid on the use of the vehicles. Thank you for listening to Twist this week, and stay well.